Hi, my name's Tristan Davis, and I'm a program manager on the Office Extensibility team here at Microsoft. And for the next few minutes, I'm going to give you an overview of the modern Office platform, the capabilities it includes, and how you can use those capabilities to build solutions that are powerful and deeply integrated and that users will love. But before we get to what you can build, I want to start by talking a little bit about the developer opportunity in the Office platform, because I think that's part of what makes it so exciting. That opportunity really comes in three parts. The first is users. Whether it's tens of thousands of small businesses joining Office 365 a month, or the hundreds of millions of downloads of the Office clients for mobile devices, there's a huge number of users who use Office to accomplish their daily work, which creates a large target market for you and your solutions. The second is data. You can see the huge numbers up here on the slide, and whether it's the 4 trillion emails that go through Office 365 a month or the 3 billion minutes of Skype calls that happen every day, there's an incredible corpus of data that's available for you to read, edit, augment, and really use to drive your solution into something incredibly powerful. The third is intelligence. We'll talk about Microsoft Graph a little bit more in a minute, but really you can think about Microsoft Graph as the single API for all that data and all the intelligence and insights we have on top of it. Developers have already embraced Microsoft Graph, and you can see the incredible growth we're seeing as those applications are released and embraced by the user community. So, with that context in mind, I wanted to kind of talk about the three big pillars of the Office platform, or what you can go and build today. The first one's all about making your solution a native part of Office. And that's really about, hey, I have an experience, I want to embed it into the Office clients. Maybe that's Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, OneNote, or SharePoint. All of those applications give you the ability to include your UI in the form of add-ins and web parts. The second is building smarter apps by connecting to Office's services. And that's really where Microsoft Graph comes in and lets you build web apps or mobile device apps that take advantage of all that data, insights, and intelligence to build incredibly powerful, productive experiences. And the third one is really about creating the next generation of productivity solutions via things like voice and video, or connectors in Outlook, or even the Microsoft Bot framework. And we'll show some great examples of that in a second. So, thinking about that first type of solution, which is really about making your solution a native part of the Office experience, that really is all about web technologies. And what that means is, hey, if you're a web developer and you understand HTML and JavaScript, you can bring all of that knowledge, all of that experience, the frameworks and tools that are familiar to you, to build deep, powerful integrations, both inside of Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Outlook on the desktop, and to SharePoint up there in the cloud. Really, we want you to take all of the things you already know and just apply them to Office and feel comfortable doing so. Second pillar is really about running those solutions everywhere Office runs. And that means I can write a single add-in that doesn't just run on my Windows PC. It runs across Windows and Mac and iOS and even up in Office Online in the browser because, again, that solution is built on top of web technologies. The third part is about modern distribution and deployment. Probably the most common thing I hear from the developer community is it's hard to distribute my solutions once they're complete. And through things like the Office Store, which allows individual users to go and acquire solutions that are relevant to them, and the Office 365 centralized deployment feature, which is going to let IT admins push those solutions to users' desktops with zero client footprint deployment, it's going to be incredibly easy to get those solutions to the right users and help them incorporate them in their day-to-day workflow. So with that, I wanted to start with a demo to kind of give you a sense of Office add-ins and how they integrate in the client and the recent releases that we've made to make that easier. All right, so let's start by looking at an Office add-in and how we can use all the new capabilities of the add-in framework to not only make it incredibly easy to acquire that add-in, but to understand how it fits into PowerPoint and embrace it as part of my workflow. So I'm going to go and grab an add-in called Brand AI Design Studio. It's by a startup called Brand AI who's doing some awesome stuff around letting development teams build a shared design library of assets and content, and then use that design library in all the places you'd expect inside of a project. And that includes using its visual assets, like its pictures and icons, right inside of Word and PowerPoint. So let's see if I can do that inside of PowerPoint today. So I'll go to Brand AI's page in the Office Store. And what you'll see is that, hey, they have a free add-in. Great, I'm going to go and acquire that. And using our new deep linking capabilities, acquiring that is going to be as simple as saying, hey, open this add-in inside of PowerPoint. So what's going to happen is as soon as I click that link, PowerPoint launches. And it immediately launches to a template that gives me a little bit of a hint of, hey, once you've installed this add-in, you'll find it on the Insert tab. And now if I hit Enable Editing, brand AI is going to be offered up to me. I can trust it because it's the first time I've used it. And they'll add their button to the insert tab and then use our first run callout experience to tell me a little bit about their add-in and reinforce the fact that it's right there on the insert tab for me to use. So now I can see that it lets me create stunning on-brand slides and documents, and I know how to get back to that capability later. So I'll say, got it. And from there, it's just like any other command in Office. I'll click the Design Library button, and you'll see Brand AI has built a rich HTML experience inside of this task pane that pulls from my Brand AI Design Library and makes those images, logos, and icons available for me to use. So for example, if I wanted to pull in this image of a car, it's just a single click, and that image shows up right there inside of my PowerPoint slides for me to use to have on-brand presentations. So some really, really cool stuff from the Brand AI guys that leverages all the modern pieces of the add-in framework. I hope you enjoyed that quick demo of the Office add-in framework and the new capabilities we've brought to make add-ins an even more native part of the Office experience. So what you saw there was just a tip of the iceberg in the stuff we've done around making add-ins and web ports more awesome. And I won't go through all the things on this slide. You can see all the great recent releases there, but really they fall into three buckets. And that's make sure that across all the platforms and applications that make up Office, you can add your capabilities. That's giving you deeper and stronger hooks to make those applications an even more tightly integrated part of the Office experience. And it's, again, that flexible deployment and acquisition model, making it easy for users to find, acquire, and embrace the solutions that you build. So moving on a little bit, I want to talk about building smarter apps and how to connect to Office services to build those smarter apps. And that solution really involves, as I said earlier, the Microsoft Graph. So think of the Microsoft Graph as the one API to rule them all. It's the single API that gives you access to all of the data, intelligence, and insights up there in the Microsoft Cloud. And we do that through a single unified API that supports both commercial users using Office 365 identities and consumer users using Microsoft accounts, and gives you access to their mail, calendar, contacts, files, and all the other great pieces of information that make up their lives. And then on top of that data, we offer intelligence. So where we can see what people are most important to you, we'll offer an API that does that. Where we want to help you schedule meetings, we'll help you provide an API that lets you find the best time for a group of folks to meet. So with that, I want to show you a demo of one of my favorite APIs in Microsoft Graph, which is the Excel REST APIs that give you access not just to the file that makes up an Excel workbook, but to actually the detailed pieces of cells and charts and spreadsheets that really constitute the contents of that file. So let's take a look at Microsoft Graph. I want to start by using the Graph Explorer, which is a tool available on the Graph documentation site at graph.microsoft.io, which lets me run queries against Microsoft Graph and see the results that I get in JSON format. So I'm logged into the Graph Explorer as me, and I'll start by running the simplest possible query for Graph, which is just, who am I? /me. And you'll see that what's happening is Graph is querying the Azure Active Directory to find all the information that's stored about me. My name, my job title, my email, even my office address. I can then go and pull any data that I want to from there. So maybe I want to get my email, and furthermore, I just want to grab the subject of those emails. So I'll go say, hey, give me my messages and just give me the subject. And you'll see that Graph pulls back nearly instantaneously the current emails in my inbox and lets me see the subjects. Same way, I could go and say, maybe I want to look at my events. Again, just the subject. And I'm going to go and pull back the contents of my calendar and see what's going on and all the subjects of all those pieces on my calendar. Now, if we look at the more intelligent APIs on Graph, so I mentioned a bunch of insights and intelligence, let's go and look at the People API. What the People API is going to do is look for the people most important to me based on the signals and inferences that it can make on my office usage and tell me who those people are. So again, I'll just choose to select only the names of those people. And what you'll see is that Graph will go and pull back all the folks I work with most closely and give me their names right there in line. So a bunch of capabilities that I can use to build really intelligent, powerful applications on top of the data that's stored in Microsoft Graph and the Microsoft Cloud at large. The next thing I want to show you is my favorite API in Microsoft Graph, which is the Excel REST API. And what we've done is taken the Excel REST API and wrapped it using the Microsoft Bot framework to create an interesting technology demo that shows you how I might interact with Excel using a conversational interface right here inside of Skype. So let me open Excel Bot. And I'll start by turning on verbose mode. And what that's going to do is show us the graph queries that Excel Bot is making to power this interactive chat experience. So you can see now verbose mode is on. I'm going to start by just saying hi to Excel Bot. And you'll see that what he does is calls that same me API we just showed in Graph Explorer to know that it's me, it's Tristan. And I'll say, now let's imagine that I'm a salesman and maybe I have a sales spreadsheet up in OneDrive that tracks my monthly sales and quotas and I wanna know what's going on. So I'll say, hey, let's open my sales, which is my sales workbook. And what GraphBot will do is it'll go and find that workbook inside my OneDrive and open it up. Now he's ready to work with it. Next, I'm gonna say, hey, what is total sales? It's gonna go call not just to the workbook, but using the Excel REST API, it's gonna drill into the contents of the workbook and tell me your total sales is 500. Well, that sounds a little low. What is November sales? Again, it's gonna find the named range identified by November sales and tell me, hey, your November sales are zero. Well, that's unexpected. Maybe I just made a big sale and I'm super excited and I wanna record it right into my workbook. So I don't have to just read data, I can actually ask it to change data as well. So I can say, hey, ExcelBot, good news. Set Excel November sales to 200. So I'm gonna go and ask it to update that cell inside the workbook as well. And you can see that he's gonna issue a get, find that cell, and then use HTTP post and patch to change the cell within the workbook. And now he tells me November sales is now 200. Great. Because the Excel calculation engine is running behind all this, I can now say, hey, well now what's total sales? And we'll see that now total sales is 700. Awesome. So you can see here that I've wrapped Excel and that powerful calculation engine in a super simple chat interface that lets me interact with it using the same conversational UI I might talk to one of you. The last really cool thing is that Excel workbook has a chart. So let's see if we can show that chart as well. Hey, show me the sales chart. And because the Excel REST API also includes access to all the charts in the workbook, ExcelBot can go and fetch that chart and show it to me right here in line. So here's my sales by month, and you'll see that change I made to set November sales to 200 is immediately reflected in the chart that I get back. So really, really cool stuff. So hopefully you enjoyed that demo of the ExcelBot. I know it's a little bit of a technology demo, but it's super exciting because it shows you the power of how you can pull the Microsoft Graph into your own applications, including bots you're building with the Microsoft Bot Framework to create these really interesting, intelligent experiences for users. So with that in mind, here's a sort of long list of things we're doing around Microsoft Graph, and I won't go through them all. But again, there's three really big buckets of what we're accomplishing with our recent releases. The first one is making Graph complete. And I mean by that both supporting users in all their environments, whether that's purely on cloud or hybrid environments where some of your workloads remain on premises. And that includes support for webhooks or notifications across all the rich data types we expose in Microsoft Graph. So the second bucket is really about giving you access to the APIs that you need to build those awesome solutions. You can see a long list here, and we continue to add new APIs based on the feedback we get from you and the community about the things you need to build on top of our data. The third one's all about developer experience, right? Whether you're familiar with Python or Ruby or Node.js, we want you to bring your existing skill set and have great client libraries and a great developer experience to include Microsoft Graph into the applications that you build. So now with that, I want to talk about the last bucket, which is really about these new types of solutions, right, that leverage audio and video and connectors and bots to give users new productivity experiences unlike anything they've experienced before. And that really comes in a couple flavors. So you saw an example of a bot with ExcelBot. We also include things like Office 365 group connectors, which let you connect to the data sources that are important to you and pull that data into Outlook so you can access it in the context of the mailbox you're already working with every day. It also includes the Skype for Business web and app SDKs, which give you access to the audio and video capabilities of Skype within all of your custom applications. So if I want a video window or I want some chat inside of an application I'm already building, that's incredibly easy. I just pull in the SDK and I have the power of Skype to bring to bear in the application that I want to build. So with that, the last demo I want to show is just a quick experience of the Outlook group connectors. How do the group connectors work? How do they surface in Outlook? And how can you use them to create really rich interactive experiences for your users? So the last demo I want to show you is the Outlook group connectors and how they bring data from all the sources in your world right there into your Outlook groups to action on. So I'm here in a group that my team has that lets us track things on Stack Overflow. So you can already see that every time someone asks a question, we have a group connector that goes and pulls that question from Stack Overflow right here into our group so that we can have a conversation about it, make sure we've got the right answer before we go and respond back to you and the community. But I've actually added one more connector to this group. So I've connected it with our Trello board. So let's go and see how that works. So I can jump over here to Trello, and I've got our issue backlog. I'm gonna go and add a couple cards to that. I'm gonna say, hey, demo at connect. So we're doing that right now, so maybe we should track that on our Trello board. Maybe I'll also add connectors rock, because that's true as well. So I've gone and I've made a couple updates in Trello. Normally I would have to know to go pay attention to these other experiences to know what edits are getting made, but because I've set up that connector, when I jump back to Outlook, you'll see there's already new activity in this Outlook group, and if I click that, those changes via the connector framework were pulled back in and displayed to me as new conversations right there inside of Outlook. So I can see here's this demo at Connect card that shows that Tristan added to the issue backlog board a new item called Microsoft Connect Demo and Demo at Connect. Awesome. So that by itself is incredibly powerful. But now what you can do is you can have actionable connectors that let me do stuff on top of that. So the Trello card, really simple. It's just a deep link back into Trello. So if I click that link, I'm right here back looking at that specific item inside of Trello, but there's so much more they could do. They could let me maybe approve that item or archive it right there inside of Outlook. So really what connectors are letting me do is bring all the data of my world into the place where I'm already taking action on most of it, Outlook, and then use the Outlook experience to perform actions on that data no matter where it lives. So again, some really, really cool stuff from the Outlook team. So that's a great demonstration of the Outlook group connectors. And it gives you a sense of the power of the connector framework, which lets you pull that data from all of those applications and data sources that matter to you right there into Outlook where you can action on it in the context of the mailbox you know and love. So again, lots to talk about in this space. We've obviously updated our preview of the Skype web and app SDKs, giving you access to the voice and video capabilities of Skype. And then we continue to evolve connectors with things like more actionable messages, like you saw at the end with that Trello connector, and then bringing that bot framework to bear inside of all the chat experiences in Skype and Skype for Business. So with that, hopefully you got a great overview of all the awesome stuff we're doing here to make the Office platform a really strong place for you to go and build your custom solutions. The team is incredibly excited about what we're building. I would love your feedback. So please go and watch all the other videos that you see as part of the Connect here. But also feel free to engage us however you'd like, whether that's joining us on Stack Overflow to ask questions, tweeting at us on Twitter, or sending suggestions to our user voice inbox. We really want to hear what you have to think because it really helps us build the best possible platform for you and your solutions. Thank you very much for listening. All right, bye.